Hi again, everybody, and welcome to the Amerinds Podcast, episode 99. It's Tuesday, July 8th, 2008. The music you're listening to is the national anthem of Argentina, because tomorrow, July 9th, is one of Argentina's two national days. On July 9th, 1816, Argentina declared independence from Spain, and so this is recognized as one of their two national days. Now, I'm doing this, of course, because I started out with the previous two episodes playing a national anthem on those days because my podcasts happen to fall on the national days of Canada and the U.S., respectively. Unfortunately, there is none for July 8th, at least not that I could find. So I had to go to the next best thing, and Argentina was tomorrow. Yesterday was an African country, but unfortunately, I couldn't find an MP3 of their national anthem. So they miss out, and Argentina gets it this time. But I'm going to try and continue that this month. My intro music will be a national anthem of some country or other, so you'll just have to wait and see who I pick each time. Today's episode is called Just Me because it's essentially about me. I have a few things that I wanted to tell you about, kind of a personal update sort of thing, I think. And also, I'm going to go over comments from recent episodes because I just haven't had a chance to do that yet. And the first thing I wanted to tell you about is that I now have something in common with my American friends and family. On Saturday, my time, I went to the post box, and there was a letter in there from IRS saying that I'm getting $300 as part of the economic stimulus package. Now, first of all, I should say that it's been absolutely, the weather's been horrible in Auckland lately. It's been raining like crazy, as it does in the wintertime. So the letter was soaked completely through. I had to open it very gingerly to see what it said. And when I first read it, I thought, no, I can't be saying that. But it was. Apparently, the situation is that anybody who filed an income tax return in 2007 was eligible, with a few little caveats here and there. Now, I had just assumed that since I haven't lived in the U.S. for more than 12 years, and I last filed a U.S. income tax return in 1995, paid U.S. income tax in 1995, that I wouldn't be getting an economic stimulus package, which is fine with me. I thought that's the way it should be. Because what it amounts to, essentially, is taking U.S. taxpayer money and shipping it overseas to an American citizen who lives overseas. And that, clearly, I would have thought was not what Congress intended. But that's the way the rules were written. Should have been written a little bit more tightly, if you ask me. But before anybody gets all upset about that, or your blood pressure goes up or whatever, you should know that this year, I've spent more money in the U.S. than I've spent in a long, long time. Because until December, I hadn't been in the U.S. since 1999, but I was there in December and early January, and we also had a family wedding. So it's safe to say that I spent far more than $300 in the U.S. this year. So I think it's probably a break-even. It's not even a break-even thing. The U.S. is still far ahead as far as that goes. But I just thought it was an absurd thing, one of the most absurd things I'd ever heard of. But they didn't ask me, did they? Now, I am going to go over comments next, but first, I wanted to just have a quick word about my podcast role, blog role, whatever you call that thing, over at my new site, amerindspodcast.com. It's sort of an automated podcast thing, and I heard about it from Daniel Brewer of Dubious Intent. And if you go there and look at it, among other things, you'll see the word updated with an exclamation point next to certain podcasts. And that means that whoever the person is has just posted a new episode or something on their site to make it updated. It's a little bit iffy sometimes because, for example, Nick in Paris always says updated and he hasn't posted anything new since February. So I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But generally speaking, if you see the word updated, it means that the podcaster's just posted something to the site it links to. So I think that's kind of interesting. But now about who's listed there, because some people get really funny about this. And here's the story. The people who are listed in the parade of podcasts at amerindspodcast.com are either podcasts that I listen to or ones that link to me or both. And I don't have any, there's no agenda behind this, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It's not that I'm trying to exclude anybody or anything like that. If you're a podcaster and you've linked to me, I just may not know that you've linked to me if it's not there. Because there are podcasts listed there who I listen to that don't link to me, like Democracy Now, for instance. But everybody else links to me, or they don't link to me, but I listen to them, if that makes sense. Now, everybody listed there I do listen to, just not necessarily every episode, and I don't comment on most of them. I know, I'm a bad boy. But the thing is that ever since the part-time job ended, I don't have as much time to sit and listen to podcasts as I used to. And I haven't quite gotten myself organized enough to be able to just load up my iPod, say when I'm doing the house cleaning or whatever. Eventually, I'll get there. I'll get back to a better listening schedule. But don't be offended if I don't make comments on your podcast, and don't be offended if you're not listed. If you link to me, I'm happy to link to you. And there are very likely to be podcasts there that I do listen to. I mean, hello. There are very likely podcasts that I do listen to that I haven't included in that list yet for whatever reason, just because, well, because I'm lame. But my point behind this is basically to reiterate there's no agenda behind it. There is certainly no attempt to deliberately exclude anybody. So if you are a podcaster and you're not listed and you're upset about it, just let me know and I can fix it. But I certainly have no intent on offending anybody or leaving anybody out on purpose. That's really all I wanted to say. And the reason I was debating whether I should say anything at all, but I decided in the end I would, because it is different from the old podcast role over at Ammons.com, because that one includes ones who don't link to me and I occasionally listen to. And this one, I wanted to be just people who link to me or who I listen to. It's a bit more, I don't know, personal, I suppose, in that sense. So now I am going to go over onto the comments, and this is going back to episode 96, which was called A Few Words. And as you may recall, in that episode, I attempted to use all of the banned words, the words that George Carlin pointed out you couldn't use on television. And quite frankly, I don't know if I succeeded or not, because I didn't go back to count or to check. But in the comments, Archer said, "I was trying to count the words as you said them, but lost track while listening to the other topics you were discussing. When you said like three in a row, I got back to the count." Although he doesn't say if I actually did them either. And David, that blue jeans guy, said, "Great job on the seven words you used in the show. They sounded even funnier coming from you because you don't typically swear that much in your show. I'm sure Uncle George, not W either, would have approved." Thank you, gentlemen. And I do listen to both of their podcasts and recommend them, by the way. But it was just a bit of fun. And I don't typically swear in the podcast. Occasionally it slips out. But as I think I've mentioned in previous episodes or somewhere or other, New Zealanders generally tend to be potty mouths, and they will, to American ears, they will swear really quite a lot. And I'm no different. I mean, I've been here long enough now that I don't even think twice about it. And a lot of the words, probably most of those words, seven words, would not be banned in New Zealand television, depending on the time of day. And so I don't know. I guess to me it's just not that big a drama. But anyway, and this is on to episode 97. And you might recall that was on July 1st and began with the Canadian national anthem. And so the first comment was from Tim Carmel, who said, "The Canadian theme made me laugh out loud. Indeed, it is the season for national holidays. Great show. Keep them coming." And of course, I am, as I said, planning on keeping the national anthems coming as well. And I will plan on something every episode that I post this month. mind you, there's a couple of days I'm a bit pushing it a bit, I think. But I could do the best I could. But also on that episode, Archer said, "Congrats on being number one for as long as you were. I'm sure you'll be back on top sometime soon." And what he's referring to is, of course, in that episode, I talked about being number one in the Personal Journals podcasts on iTunes New Zealand store. And although I'd been in the top five in the past, I'd never been number one. And I was only there for a couple of days, I think. And then it dropped down to number two and then to number five. And today it was number seven, none of which is particularly unusual. But my album art had been on the featured page, really up high, like number six or something, for weeks, whatever. And it's now dropping down the page, as you'd expect, because the number of subscribers and downloads and so on is dropping. But my new album art is on page one, I believe it is, of iTunes New Zealand store. So that probably means at some point they're going to go swapsies, which is good. But the US store is a whole nother matter, which I'm going to talk about briefly in a minute. Actually, because I wanted to say something else about that whole subject of iTunes reviews and being on the featured page and all that kind of rubbish. So I'm going to come back to that in a minute. But right now, this is on to episode 98, which was the episode with Jason, Presidential Sweepstakes. And first up was Archer, who said, "Excellent political discussion. You guys brought up a lot of issues that we need to think about during the election. So much to do and so many minds to change." And I actually couldn't agree more. And I actually came to realize recently that I actually have quite a lot of work to do to explain some of where I'm coming from. in terms of both my political beliefs and also why I say some of the things that I say. And so I think that in future weeks, especially the future political episodes, I'll be talking a bit more about that as well and trying to explain where I'm coming from, where what this is all based on. And in some cases, it will simply mean telling you what the source of the information is. In others, it might be why I interpret things that way. But I think it's fair enough that people should know that, especially if I'm talking about these issues. So that'll be coming up in future episodes. And by the way, the next political episode with Jason is still tentatively scheduled for the last week of July. I don't know specifically what day yet, but that week anyway. But next up was Roger Green, who said, "Actually, haven't listened to the post yet. I've been away. Just went to iTunes, which uploads automatically. I never bothered to cancel the old feed, so I get two versions. Oddly, they load at different speeds, and both slower than the slightly longer Coverville podcast. What's also interesting is that your original version is no longer explicit, while the new version is. Not a complaint or anything, just an observation." And Roger, you're absolutely right. I don't know about the download speed so much. It seems to me that I subscribe to both of them as well, and it seems to me that the new one is slightly faster than the Podomatic one, but the Podomatic is completely and totally still screwed up. And part of what it is what he mentions, the explicit tag. The way it works with Podomatic, my podcast is set up in the first place to be labeled as explicit. That's in the settings or whatever they call it on Podomatic, and it always has been. But when you go to post an episode, you have to click on this thing that says explicit, and I do every single time. But ever since they did this so-called upgrade, the explicit tag is lost, and which is particularly unfortunate for the Seven Words episode. But it has continued to be that way, and they haven't fixed it. I don't even know if they can fix it, because, well, they're pretty hopeless. So that is an ongoing issue. And on the subject of Podomatic, I noticed today that I am nearly at the end of the bandwidth for this month for Podomatic. So any of you who have not yet switched over to the new feed may not be able to get the next episode because it won't reset until sometime next week. I think it's the 15th it resets. So if you haven't already changed feeds, it's really a good idea to do that. And the simplest way is to go to my new site, which is amrinspodcast.com. Go to the show notes for this or any episode, and you'll see a badge there that says subscribe with iTunes. Just click on that, and it'll take you right there, and it'll make it really easy to subscribe to the new feed. And of course, while you're there, you might consider leaving a 5-star review, but I'll talk about that a bit in a moment as well. But then Roger came back and he said, "Now that I have listened, interesting discussion. By the way, the Dems convention is August 25 to 28, not September, in Denver. The GOP is September 1 to 4 in Minnesota, Minneapolis or whatever." And Roger's absolutely right. And when I listened to that at the time, I thought, oh, I should probably correct that in post and my little wrap up at the end of the episode. And then quite frankly, I forgot. But I thought, well, I'll correct it in the next one or something. But now Roger's done that for me, and I don't need to. So thank you very much for that, Roger. And finally, this is actually not a podcast episode comment, but it was a post that I put both on my blog and also at amrinspodcast.com. And it was called Why It's Called Inevitable. And essentially what it's about, I mean, you can go there and read it yourself. I'm not going to read it for you. To you, I should say. But essentially what I was saying is that my podcast, Album Art, had been on the featured page of Personal Journals starting in January of this year. And then it on July 4th, it dropped off. And it dropped off for two reasons. The first is that Oprah's podcast, Oprah and Friends, or whatever it's called, it's been on there for a long time. Well, it's now on the featured page. Now, I'll get to the comment about that in a second. And the other reason, of course, is that with my feed change, obviously the numbers are dropping from the original and they haven't come up yet from the new one. Both of the album arts are on page... No, they're not either. I was going to say they're both on page one. They're not. The album art for my original version is on page one of the featured journals, and the new one is on page two of the iTunes USA store. But my album art is also listed in the new notable for both personal journals and the bigger society and culture section. And this really gets to the whole point of why I'm asking for iTunes 5-star reviews. And that's that helps me get onto the featured page. And that's what my goal is, to get back on the featured page. And I will need 5-star reviews to do that. And also subscribers, quite frankly. So if there's somebody you know of who you think might enjoy the show, by all means, ask them to subscribe. But it is all purely about ego. It has nothing to do with anything. And to talk a little bit more about that, I'm going to just go over the comments to that post. And the comment is from Lala Lauren, who's a wonderful person, by the way. And she said, "Damn that, Oprah. I think her podcast should be in something more like an entertainment category. Not that I've listened, but I just think someone like Oprah, who probably doesn't do much for her cast, shouldn't be in a category with nice people like yourself, who does everything independently. Then again, maybe it's an honor for you to be sharing this little corner of the web with someone as notable as Oprah." And I said, "I don't think Oprah belongs there because she's a media zillionaire, while most personal journals are, as you say, independent. However, someone, and I've forgotten who it was, pointed out that it could draw a little more attention to us independents if people interested in her go to the iTunes section and notice us. Personally, I don't think that's very likely. But to be honest, any podcast that relies solely on being on the featured page of the personal journal subcategory to get noticed is going to have trouble finding listeners. So for me, it's purely an ego thing. Hey, at least I'm honest." And that's essentially what it's all about. Because, let's face it, most people will never get to the personal journal's subcategory. They probably won't get a society and culture category either. If it's not on the very first page of podcasts, or ideally on the very first page of iTunes, nobody's ever going to see you. And that is the hard, cold reality of the situation. And I know that, and I accept that. It is, for me, it's not really about finding new listeners, although I'm happy if I do find some that way. It's all about ego. And I'm completely honest about that. It feels good to do all this work and then see your album art on the featured page of personal journals. That's all it's about, pure and simple. And I'm not pretending otherwise. It does sometimes help with rankings and other aggregators as well to have a high number of subscribers. The iTunes reviews doesn't affect other aggregators, obviously, but be that as it may. But I have had a bunch of 5-star iTunes reviews. It's now up to 11. Thank you, everyone. I think that Anthony from Ashanti No Lemon had something to do with organizing a few. And some of my old pals have come back to leave new reviews, and I thank you very much for that. And I do appreciate 5-star reviews. It is kind of an ego. It is basically an ego stroke for me. I won't lie, and so it feels a little bit odd to be asking for them. But, I mean, hey, it's not much work to make me feel better, is it? And if you don't want to leave a review, you don't need to, of course, but I would appreciate it if you went to the iTunes USA store and clicked on the yes for "was this review helpful?" Because that actually helps the rankings as well in their voodoo magic that they do to come up with their rankings. But as I say, I don't rely on that to get new listeners. In fact, I don't expect to get any new listeners from being on any featured page in iTunes, except if I ever get on the very, very front, which is highly improbable. But nevertheless, I wanted to thank those of you who have left a review, because I do appreciate it. But that's it for today. I'm planning on having these Tuesday episodes being a bit on the shorter side, and which is not to say that Friday's going to suddenly be longer. It's just that I'm going to keep Tuesdays a bit on the short side. And that is it for today, everybody. I expect to be back on Friday with my 100th episode, and this is the last episode where I will post the complete show notes on my old blog. So if you haven't bookmarked amrinspodcast.com, it's a good idea to do that now, because the show notes will no longer be posted on the old site. So if you want to leave a comment, do go to amrinspodcast.com, or you can send an email to me at Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, at amrinspodcast.com. And you can ring my U.S. listener line on 206-339-8413. That's it for today, everybody. Have a great rest of the week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.